Welcome back to the Mike Shamari Show. My guest today has worked with many artists over the years and recently toured with Dave Koz and Friends during the holiday season as he has served as Koz's musical director for almost a decade. His solo debut CD is It's All Good. Please welcome keyboardist Brian Simpson.
Hey there.
How are you?
Very good.
All right. Well, let's start in the beginning. How did you first get into music?
Well, both my parents were into music, and I have a brother and sister, so they had all of us children had to learn an instrument. Originally, I was stuck with a tenor saxophone and quickly gave that up because it was just too big for me. I was only, what, in third grade or fourth grade, so my dad bought a piano, and luckily for me, he had very good taste in music and was actually a guitar aficionado. I was really into Joe Pass and Herb Ellis, and on one of those Joe Pass records was some piano playing by Oscar Peterson, which I soon quickly fell in love with. And I mean, I can remember being 16 years old, riding on a school bus, and just had Oscar's piano solos memorized for several songs, and I would just be singing in my head. I couldn't play them, but I knew it. And that kind of stuff just stuck with me, and slowly I, you know, going through various teachers and music books, I was able to learn how to play the darn thing.
Well, what was it like learning in college?
Well, I had a great experience. I was very lucky that I grew up in Gurnee, Illinois, a little town north of Chicago that was only about an hour and a half from Northern Illinois University, which had a great music teacher at the time, Ron Modell, who was the band director. And also I had a turn when I started there. There was a piano teacher and a jazz arranger named Frank Mantooth, who's passed away, but he was very well known in as a jazz arranger. So I started as a freshman with a great piano teacher, an arranging teacher, and a big band to work in. It took me a couple years, but I got into the top jazz band there, which was a great experience. We actually toured all over the world. Played at the Montreux Jazz Festival, as, you know, as a senior in college, which was a great experience. You know, we had opportunities to tour. Our big band would tour with people like Louis Belson and James Moody. So I had a lot of straight-ahead and big band background, which actually, I think, helps me today have a unique sound and as an arranger as well, because I did big band arranging before.
Okay. We're talking with Brian Simpson here on the Mike Shamari Show on web radio WCWP. According to your website, you made the move to Los Angeles in 1985 and began immersing yourself in the jazz scene. How were those first few years in L.A.?
The first few years were a little lean. That's what how they were. I literally started at the bottom of a ladder. I didn't know anybody when I moved here, and I was literally looking in newspapers for R&B bands, looking for a keyboard player, any kind of opportunity I could find. And I was, you know, just driving around, auditioning for different people. I met some of the worst musicians I've ever met in my life. Auditioned in some of the scariest places I've ever been in my life. And eventually, I met a few people. It took a couple of years, and actually met on a gig about almost 2 hours outside of L.A. I met a drummer named Michael White, who was playing on a jazz band for in a little club outside of town. And but you would find some of these great musicians playing in this little club. And here was Michael White playing. Gerald Albright used to play there. This is before he did his first record. Yeah, this was Gerald. Norman Brown, before he got a record deal, was playing there. So this was out in like Riverside, even beyond Riverside here. I'm familiar with Los Angeles. This is pretty far out of town.
Okay.
Anyway, I started meeting these guys, and Michael White actually got me my first audition. That was with R&B singer Tina Marie, and this was in the late 80s. And that was my very first tour. I got the audition, and it all started there. Once the hardest thing is getting that first tour, people are always saying, you know, well, who have you played with? And until you get the first tour, you really can't say anybody. So once I had that, I ran with it, and soon I was playing with Gina Easton, and that lasted for several years, about 4 years with her.
Mm-hmm.
And it was on. And after that, I met George Duke and started working with him and Stanley Clark. And because of that association, I was met Jonathan Butler and Kirk Whalen for the first time, and
mm-hmm.
Michelle Farrell, a lot of different people.
Okay, we're talking with Dave Koz here. Oh, my God. We're talking
not talking with Dave Koz.
We're talking with Brian Simpson. Oh, my God. I was getting ahead of myself. I was going to try the next get into the next question here on the Mike Shumari Show on Web Radio WCWP. Oh, brother. Well, my question did involve Dave Koz. It said, how did you become Dave Koz's musical director?
Well, first I was Dave Koz's just his keyboard player, I guess you'd say.
Okay.
And, you know, his band, we really didn't, he was more or less the music director, didn't really need one. I mean, he basically hand a CD to the guys here, learn a song, and that's the end of it. We all are take care of our own business. But he eventually got so busy with his other duties, and now he's got a radio show and a lot mm-hmm. of other things going on. So, and musically, his life was getting more complicated as well because he started doing these package tours where the band had to learn not only Dave Koz music, but other artists as well. James Ingram, Patty Austin, David Benoit, Peter White,
mm-hmm.
Rick Braun. All the different artists we've toured with over the years, our band has to learn their music and make the artists comfortable as if they were playing with their own band. And that became my job as musical director, was to rehearse the band and make sure the artists are all comfortable in that way.
Okay. Well, eventually you became your solo album, It's All Good, came out, so tell us about that.
Well, that's something I've been working on for about 2 years, and I really wasn't planning. I know it's become I have a hit on the radio, but that really wasn't much of a consideration. When I approached this project, it was basically to make something that I would like to listen to. That's how I always approach anything musical that I'm working on.
Okay.
It has to be something I would just enjoy sitting down and listening to. Luckily, other people like to sit down and listen to it, too. So,
yes.
But main thing is, the other thing is I like to capture some of the magic I feel I've experienced with the other musicians I work with here in Los Angeles. Once again, the drummer Michael White,
mm-hmm.
Bass player Larry Kintel, and Tony Maiden, the guitarist, all these guys that I get this magic with when we perform live, I try to capture that in the studio. And I think I did a pretty good job of capturing it, because I also really enjoy engineering, so that I recorded this record as well.
Uh-huh.
So that was huge undertaking, you know, to make a CD with no record. I didn't have a record deal at the time, so there's no support. I had to do it on my own. And I had to call in a whole lot of favors from my musician friends. But they all came through, and it's all good now.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's all good. and you ended up on Rendezvous.
Yeah, I was certainly hoping that was going to work out. Funny, a lot of people think it was just a given that because it's Dave's record company, that I would just I'd be obvious that I would get a record deal there. But he did not make it that easy. I was sent back to the drawing board many times as I was bringing in these demos for my CD. And I think it was actually a great thing that Dave was demanding. You know, that he felt I had a better CD in me than the one I initially turned in. So I went back, and he kept adding things. That, like, I didn't have a lot of horns on there when I turned in the first project. So
mm-hmm.
I had to, you know, dip into my pockets and get a trumpet player on there.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a great thing. And then also just the fact that the single that's out right now, It's All Good, didn't have saxophone on it. And what happened is Dave gave me a call, and you know, there's something not right about me not playing on your CD. And I said, all right, well, I'm going to have to find a place for you. And it's funny, I couldn't think of a song that I wanted to put saxophone on at the time. And especially knowing it was going to be Dave Cobb's, I wanted it to be, you know, one of the strongest songs. So I looked at the song It's All Good, and it just didn't, I didn't want him to just play the melody with me. It didn't make sense. But I found that it was more of a conversation that it was going to work. I would play the melody, and then he would answer me, and it just worked out great. And now I couldn't imagine him not being on it.
Mm-hmm.
But it almost ended up that way.
Well, we're talking with Brian Simpson here on the Mike Shamari Show on Web Radio WCWP. Do you have any fans?
I have a few fans. You know, I had a CD that came out in 1995, which is honestly my first CD.
Okay.
And which most people don't know about, but some do. And those are my real fans. The people that bought that CD back in 1995 kept coming to shows. They would see me playing with George Duke or Dave Cobb and come up and say, you know, I've got your first CD. When are you coming out with another one? And I had to listen to that for 10 straight years until now. And I can finally tell all those people it's ready.
Yes, and people like me thought that this was your debut CD, but we were wrong. So what particular memory of all the, out of all the years that you've been touring with all these people, what memory stands out?
Oh, boy. Memory that stands out? Well, most recently, I have to tell you, the greatest thing for me was actually this last Christmas tour with Dave Cobb and Patty Austin and David Benoit and Jonathan Butler, mainly because, unlike the other tours I've been doing with Dave Cobb over the last 10 years, we featured my song in the show, and at the end of the song, David Benoit comes out, and we play piano, it's kind of a piano challenge, because he plays a little bit, then I play, and we end up finishing the song together, and it was brought the house down every night. And it was so great to play here at the Kodak Theater in Los Angeles and get a standing ovation at the end of the show. That honestly really stands out because it was one of the first times that it was got a standing ovation, and it was for my song. So I would say that's absolutely a highlight. But, you know, I can say I've played at Carnegie Hall. I played in London with Janet Jackson. Actually, I did a three-month tour all over the world with Janet Jackson, which was another highlight, and just playing for those kind of crowds. I mean, 10,000 people a night.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to see that at a jazz concert.
No. Well, believe it or not, we have reached the end of the interview.
All right.
It went so fast. Can you believe it?
I sure did.
Well, Brian, thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
Okay. This has been Brian Simpson here on the Mike Shamari Show, and we'll be right back with a song from It's All Good. Maybe it'll be It's All Good.
Is that maybe? Okay.